Line six, and this is someone called Joanne.
Hi, Danny.
Hello, Joanne.
So we're getting a regular cast of characters like Harry Hill's Fruit Corner here all of a sudden. Joanne.
Yes?
Now, when we spoke this morning, you were going on the team coach, you said.
That's right.
Did you?
I did. Yep.
With Bo three?
With Bo three.
Okay.
Bo three was there as well.
Was he? Yeah. Oh, you sound fed up with him.
He just ignored me totally.
Did he?
Just sat at
an unusual situation.
Very unusual.
Yeah.
He just sat at the front of the coach with his arms folded, not speaking to anyone.
Ooh. did either of them have a good game?
Bo three.
Hmm. Had a good game. But Bo two is obviously brooding.
Yes.
Now, who took you off to Europe in the week?
By one.
Right, Dan, point out what game it was today, because I've lost the results there. Hang on.
Yes, it was.
Is it the... No.
It was this game here.
Right. All right, now, all right, okay. No, I won't press any further. Anything you can update us with here, Joe?
Yeah, well, on the way down there on the coach, Bo three's manager came and had quite a long chat with me.
Bo three's manager?
Yeah.
All right.
He wanted all the gossip on my manager.
Did he?
He did.
Manager one. Manager one. So now you've not slept with Bo three's manager, have you?
Oh, no.
But you have with manager one.
Yeah.
Right.
And he just wanted all the gossip.
Now, was it manager one who gave you the $5,000?
It was.
Right.
For the photos back?
Yeah.
And you only gave him 90% of the photos back?
That's right, and I gave all the letters back as well.
Oh, really? She introduced a letter.
But there are no such thing as letters being given back in these days of fax, stats, and photocopiers. How could Joe not? Joe thinks, and don't I know it? Do you think that's over, though? You sound an extremely, and well, I'm not being ironic here, extremely moral person, as if that would be the last thing on your mind anyway.
Yeah, it would be.
So that $5,000 is like finding money in the street, yeah?
Yeah, it is.
Now, we were talking about fresh sights this morning. Name a name here for us, right? This is. I'm going to ask you to name a name. If you had your pick of every, not including the bowls.
No,
heads,
that's right.
But if you had your pick of any footballer anywhere in the footballing world,
yeah,
who would you choose to be bowl for if you had a choice?
Anyone.
Yeah, it's your personal preference.
Casiraghi.
Really?
Yeah.
And of course, he's laid up at the moment. I dare. Can't get away or anything.
Casserole, really?
He's gorgeous, yeah.
Really? So if he came across and said, you know, dump those other three bows, I'm your man.
I'd say yes.
You would? Man, well, that's a fair enough. That's all right. So we did. Yeah. Oh, there it is. It's Casserole.
Everyone's inside their dreams. It's good.
I suppose there is a pattern. What do you got?
What?
Okay, well, Joe, anything else you want to tell us before we go?
Yeah, I feel I should contribute to your naked football category.
Oh, don't tell me, Joe, that you've done anything of the sort, because I'm sorry.
Well, it wasn't me.
Oh, that's right. No, for a sec. No, I was getting up there because I'm afraid, you know, I can feel sats rising. Anyway, go on. What have you got, Joe?
Well, you remember that night I spent with Bo 1 and Bo 2?
Yeah, together, yeah.
Yeah.
Two ups, as they say, yeah.
Well, in the middle of the night, I must say, Bo 2 was really drunk that night.
Yeah.
But he got up in the middle of the night and recreated a goal he scored at Wembley, and he was totally naked.
In front of you and Bo 1?
Yep, and Bo 1 was doing all the crowd noises.
Oh, no! Two very famous footballers.
Yeah.
Now, just to recap, everyone, these are two really famous footballers. They're both in bed with the same woman, which already is, you know, that's a good story. But the fact that one gets up and creates a goal while the other makes crowd noises?
It's very human.
Very human. No, hang on, Dan. I've never. Like, I mean, I've made some. Oh, not that many noises. But that kind of. What do you mean he was going?
He was a Wembley crowd, and both two was using a Ferrero Rocher, I think it was.
But Joanne, you spoil us.
How superb! Now, did he head a ball at any point?
No, he was trying to recreate how he actually kicked it into the goal.
Oh, I see.
He couldn't do it because he was drunk and it was a Ferrero Rocher.
Was it erotic?
Pardon?
Was it erotic?
No, I got my magazine and started reading that.
No, yeah, didn't. I know. You'd have to watch out the humour. Because you know those old black and white flip cards of that man running on the spot and then leaping on the horse who's naked? We've all seen those photos, made in about 1910.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the backflips and stuff. You have to look at how the old fellow acts in flight. As some kind, like a kangaroo's tail. I think it's some kind of counterbalance. I don't know. In some cases, not mine. Anyway, certainly in the case of old, it's magnificent.
Yeah.
But so you weren't interested in one recreating the guy and the other making the noises?
No, I wasn't really, because he talks about that goal all the time anyway.
Oh, right. Okay. So,
Joanne, at the risk of upsetting a major premiership club's internal balance, now that you've had a close-up look at the rest of their squad by being on the coach with them,
yeah.
Is there anybody who might be in danger of becoming Bo 4?
Yeah, I spoke to him today.
Ah, that's all right. We have to lose our joke because we're getting very, very close there. Ladies and gentlemen, the continuing stories of Baldy Joanne.